Oh, if everybody could see the fist punching with that intro. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educators talking education. Yeah, the podcast Wednesday. Class is in session. Johnny, you know, great guest. But before the show, just had to point out that, you know, people can't see, but wanted to say about the new hat you're sporting there, Dad Gang.
Not a sponsor or anything. Tim's giving free ad space to all kinds of stuff.
No, I wasn't. I was just thinking, I was like, when I looked at it, I was like, whoa, check that out. I'm like, what is that, like a coffee club there where you're at? You know, a bunch of dads hanging out, Dad Gang.
Kind of. Yeah. It works wherever you're at. Look it up. If you know, you know. Check it out. It's for more than just dads, but it's a great company. So they get free ad space here on Busted Pencils with us tonight via Tim's shout out. But Tim, no, I just was feeling extra bald and extra glare coming off my head and grabbed a hat and threw it up there. So,
well, you can see by our guest tonight, I invited someone who puts the three of us.
That's what reminded me to put a hat on.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, we welcome to the show, the podcast. Longtime friend, colleague, advocate, public school man, Ted Craig, WEAC representative from WEAC number 7. And, you know, Ted, just give us a little bit of, again, the title, just to remind people, Ted Craig, WEAC, Wisconsin Educators Education Association. Go, tell us what you are.
Yeah, so I'm what's called a regional director, which is not a particularly glorious thing. And I work for the Wisconsin Education Association Council, which is the union of teachers and school support staff in Wisconsin. And so my job is to work with really a whole bunch of separate, sort of independent teacher and support staff associations to work on the things that educators care about. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that's at the local level, dealing with their school district and their management. And a lot of it is bigger, about public policy in Wisconsin and in the nation.
Mm-hmm. So you're a union thug.
I am the consummate union thug, yes.
Well, I want to say, Ted, you know, I work with two educators myself, and I know that they're great, but they can be difficult sometimes too. So I commend you for the work you do based on my experiences around with these guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, as your show talks about plenty, it's tough to be a teacher these days.
It is.
They're forgiven for whenever they're tough on us.
Well, you know, and we say that, Ted, I mean, you know, just a little reminiscing. We were doing this before the show. Ted, you know, what is it, 2015, maybe 2016, Cactus Club, Milwaukee, Educators Amplified, a punk rock bar. You were part of organizing that. And that's where you and I met Joanna, you know, Joanna, teacher Joanna, mm-hmm. Rosado, who's a big part of Busted Pencils. But the two of you put together that, that 3-hour live radio show from the back of a punk rock bar. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a good time. I mean, talk about energy in the room. And the opportunity for a lot of educators and folks from the community who showed up to speak their minds about what's going on in the schools. It was a fantastic thing.
Yeah. That was 10 years ago, Ted.
Wow. Time flies. Yeah.
So we were obviously horrendously unsuccessful with that movement.
Yeah. I would never say that. You know, look, this is movement organizing. You know, things surface and then they go away, but that doesn't mean they didn't accomplish their purpose. So, you know, you have all kinds of things, Occupy Wall Street, the protests against Act 10, those weren't pointless. That's just, you know, nothing lasts forever. Yeah. That show went on, I think, influenced a lot of people and really charged a lot of people up to get involved.
Obviously, Johnny, I'm being a little bit, you know, I am.
He uses the sarcasm and I always miss it. And I'm bad at it, although he's training me to be much better. But I always love Busted Pencils Educators Amplified lore. I love the backstories. I love the relationships. It's so exciting because we have such amazing guests and such amazing local teachers and educators who are doing all this exciting work and what we could call, you know, school change, really. And it's awesome. So, Ted, welcome to the show, man. And I'm so excited to hear your connection to all the lore.
Well, think about this, though, John. You just brought this up, too. You know, another connection to that. And this is to say the success. Teacher Joanna now is Dr. Teacher Joanna, yeah. You know, who's doing incredible things. Angelina Cruz, Representative Cruz, was one of those original Educator Amplified people who came to be a teacher to voice what was going on at that moment. And she is now Representative Cruz. So, you know, and Ted continuing to push, you know, all of the things that matter. And yeah, Ted, I, you know, bring that up, though, because I occasionally get a little bit of, you know, what do you want to say, elbows from good friends or family that are saying, you know, so how's the education advocacy business going, Tim? You're still at it, I see. And what they're kind of saying is going, when are you going to just leave it alone? Because you can't win. And I was wondering, Ted, you know, if you ever felt like that and if you've ever had members talk like that. And how do you think in this moment, how do you bring back that power and that energy that we had in 2015 in the Cactus Club?
Well, this is part of organizing, right? Anybody who endeavors like you do, right, to address a problem, and what's going on in our public schools and the way they're being treated is certainly a big problem. At times encounters a feeling like, am I making any progress, right? Look at the powers that I'm up against. I never feel that way. I do think everything we do is part of creating good, right? You just do what's in your control. So, you know, in some ways I think things are worse, in some ways they're better. I am wondering in public education at what point, like, you know, things just get to such a low that, you know, there's gotta be a reform movement that changes things. It's gotten so dreadful to be a teacher. You know, I could just tell you stories about people saying they can't take it anymore and they get out of it. Right. And obviously it's something that anybody, who understands the problem is going to feel compelled to address, right? And so your show gives outlet to that. And the union, obviously, that's what a union's about, is people, you know, working to improve teaching conditions in public education, so on. So I don't know if that answers your question. I mean, obviously, a person can say, oh, this is hopeless. Half the people voted for Trump, my God. You can't give up, right? And you should be angry looking at what happens.
So, Johnny.
But yeah, no, I mean, this is, I always say this is one of the most difficult moments to be a teacher. And I guess, you know, Tim, I'm an optimist too.
Yeah, you are.
Ted hit the nail on the head. Like, this is exactly what we're dealing with, is, you know, an erosion of democracy. But I also say it's not just one of the most difficult moments to be a teacher. Hmm. It's also one of the most exciting moments to be a teacher or be becoming a teacher, because when democracy is threatened like it is, no one wishes for this, but it reminds us more than ever the importance of the work we do, of our solidarity, like Ted talked about, the unions, the ways that we come together to do what it is that teachers do.
Yeah, it's tough to be a teacher right now, but getting you back on, though, Ted, I want to make sure that we don't wander too far, because big thing that I'm really hearing about, and Jacob and I talked about, though, too, special education and the reality of just the blatant attack. And I would say an attack because of truly defunding special education. We've heard it so many times in Wisconsin. Ted, give us some reactions to, you know, what's going on with special education in Wisconsin, you know, the attack on the department, the federal Department of Education. I just want to bring us back to special ed.
Yeah, I mean, where to start, right? So You know, just for starters, at some point in our nation's history, we decided that people with disabilities have rights and that we need to care for each other. And so for a long time, it's been a requirement that our public schools serve kids with disabilities, right? All kinds of different disabilities, and that they're served by providing extra resources and assistance to make it possible for them to participate in public education and to get a good education. And that is like something to be very proud of, because it wasn't always that way. If you go further back, people were not valued at all, right? They were just were throwaway people. It was terrible. And we've made a lot of progress. And what we're seeing is a retrenchment that, again, 10 years ago, I don't think we would have thought was imaginable, that you would see a president basically just fire everybody at the federal level who's responsible for assuring those rights and providing those resources to the extent that we get them from the federal government. Now, I mean, like I said, I could go on at great length. The problem is we've never met our ideal as far as serving those children. The federal government has not put the resources into making it possible for public schools to meet their obligations to students with disabilities. And many state governments have not done so either. So in Wisconsin for many years, it's almost comical. The state says, okay, public schools, you have to provide services to kids with disabilities to help them participate in public schools. And we're going to reimburse you at 25, 30% of the cost. Well, where does the rest of the money come from, right? Well, you know, it comes from the general education, and the kids who have the special needs don't get the services they need, really, when you get down to it. And can I go great length that in my world, I'm talking with educators all the time with just crazy situations. I mean, a regular ed teacher with several special needs students in the class who really need one-on-one support, we're not going to learn otherwise. Class out of control, it disrupts and undermines the education of all the regular ed kids. And, there just are not the resources to provide the education that's needed, and it's undermining the education for everybody. This is like at least once a week I have a conversation with a teacher about this. And very often the students, you know, they're dysregulated. It's a term that Joanna Rosato and you talked about. They're dysregulated, and there's ways to help them get regulated, but the schools aren't doing that job. And teachers and support staff and other students get hurt by them. I mean, that's the result. So it's really crazy out there what's going on with special education in Wisconsin, I think everywhere. And it's really just incredible to behold that we have a presidential administration that wants to go the opposite direction, right? To not meet the obligations and to make a bad situation even worse.
Yeah. Johnny, you see, I put the IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. That's what we're talking about, man. I'm not currently teaching future teachers. Johnny, you know, any sense of what those future teachers are imagining with special education?
Yeah, Tim, I mean, that's a related but an interesting question.
I just tossed out there
given the conversation. I'm still chewing over kind of the direction we went with democracy and eroding democracy and fascism and its threat on our democracy, which I will argue pretty hard-handedly exists still, although under direct, like, really dire threats. It's you know, in and out of the ICU, it's constantly under attack. And it's our civic responsibility to do everything we can to really understand and practice democracy rather than let it slip away or erode to, what is it, Tim, you help me with my pronunciation, to tyrants or to tyranny. Those two words being there, I nailed it. That was my
line. Got it, man.
So I'm still swimming in that, because I think that's part of being a teacher right now, is navigating that, right? In a democracy, everybody has a voice and that voice is valued. Everyone has a responsibility to participate, and all the decisions that we make together in that participation should be in the interest of the common good. And when you boil that down in a democracy and you accept the responsibility to be working towards making decisions together under those criteria or those organizing principles, you know, teachers that I work with, that's sort of fundamentally what we do. What does it mean to be a teacher in a democracy? What does it mean to practice democratic education? Not Democrat or Republican education, right? But democracy at its core. Some of those teachers are, you know, future teachers that will be special education teachers. Some will be, you know, like early elementary teachers. Some will be fifth grade teachers. You know, some will be middle school. There is a whole diverse group of people that I get to talk to almost every day about becoming a teacher. And they're quite excited, Tim, to get to your actual question. they are quite excited because, you know, they're young. Even if they're not age-wise young, they're young to the profession. They're coming in with a set of skills of navigating, you know, this kind of political disarray in our community. And, you know, they have a set of tools to navigate it, but also an energy to say, if you really care about children, and if we really are going to work together as a strong public school system, then we're gonna support children's rights. We're gonna support things like the IDEA. We're gonna have, you know, adequate, you know, not just curriculum for students that's appropriate, but adequate resources. Mm-hmm. And one of the exciting things is they're gonna do that through their unions. I know that's almost like, well, we have Ted here. He's, you know, he's not gonna say, wait a minute, Johnny, about unions. He's part of a strong educational union state, right? And active in that. Tim, you and I both got to experience that. But nationally, right? Teachers work in solidarity, even if they're not in union-friendly states. They practice union principles when they say together, this is not going to be okay for our community, and this is not doing right by children. And so they're at the forefront of, you know, the fight for our democracy. And I'll capitalize our, not like H-O-U-R, but capital O-U-R, our democracy, right? And so teachers are at that forefront. They're pretty excited about it. We keep cutting things left and right. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. It's part of what we started at the beginning of the show, what digressed us. It is threatening to democracy. It is, you know, to be harmful towards the most powerful people in our community, children.
Powerless.
Grow up. No, they hold the most potential power in our community, right? That's what I'm emphasizing. Okay. They're not powerless. Right. They have a tremendous amount of potential power within them. So to hurt them when they're young is intentional, right? And to deprive them of nutrition, to deprive them of adequate, you know, supports for understanding how to value diversity in their communities, whether it's diverse learners, diverse abilities, all these things, to separate children and punish them, right, is to take away their future power and to plant the seeds of the way it is. And I put scare quotes up for the listeners, right? If you're watching the video, you see the scare quotes. The way it is what they're experiencing, and that is not the way it ought to be. So, you know, I think teachers are pretty excited to be part of that change, to really push and to advocate. And to practice something very different, whether it's in their classrooms, in their schools, or in their community. So again, we remind ourselves, what is going on is one of the hardest times to be a teacher. What ought to be is that it's one of the most exciting times, because 25 years from now, we're going to say, remember when democracy was in life support, and teachers and nurses and great people in our community said, enough is enough. We're wheeling it out of life support, and we're doing everything we can to make sure children have a democracy for their grandchildren. And so that's the moment I think we're in. It's a tough one. It's an exciting one. Sorry, I went off on a tangent, Tim, but you threw me a curveball.
I know.
I teed it up like the Blue Jays did on the Mariners the other day, you know, and I went upper deck with it.
Ted.
No, there's a lot to unpack there. That was really good. You know, democracy means a lot of things, and among it is that everybody gets a voice. I think among the things democracy means is that everybody's valuable, right? It's really about equality. There's no expendable people. Mm-hmm. And I really think that authoritarianism, fascism, whatever word you want to use, and I understand they're highly charged, but whatever word, they're predicated on dividing and conquering and seeing that a lot of people aren't valuable. Mm. And public education is threatening to that mentality because it's an exclusionary mentality. It says a lot of people aren't worth educating. You know, democracy is about that everybody has potential and a role to play, right? That's why public schools educate kids with disabilities who can be very hard to educate. They can kick the trans or the LGBTQ or the disabled kid out of school freely, right? So, you know, that's just one element of democracy they think is so important and that Johnny really eloquently, I mean, I love that vision. Think about what people are gonna look back at 25 years from now. I mean, this is that moment in history mm-hmm. where really we need to be excited and we need to fight for democracy.
Yeah.
Well, Ted, you are embodying, and I love it, man. You are why fascists fear teachers. And I'm not calling anybody a fascist. I'm just saying we all have the possibility to become that. Mm-hmm. And if you are that, or you strive to become that, again, we're not calling anybody that. Just say there's a thing. It's fascism. And if you aspire to that, well, you're afraid of Ted Craig and WEAC because... Ted, speaking truth to power here today, man. I appreciate it so much. Yeah. I love it, Tim. I love when you bring your friends on the show because they aren't just friends, right? They're allies to democracy.
Yeah. Particularly, you put this in. And again, the attack on IDEA, students with disabilities, is just such an illustration of really looking at going, is this really the depths we've sunk to? And Ted, you really point this out. And, you know, for those of, you know, people who want to bring religion back into schools on this one, I'm all for it because I'm going to go with the, you know, whatever you do to the least of these, you have done to me. And whenever we're talking about special education, I'm like, okay, look, here we have our most, you know, vulnerable, our most precious, I guess you would say. And even saying, you know, taking away what also democratically installed a law that said these least of, and I hate to use that word, but these children are not throwaways. In fact, we as a democracy stepped up and said, we're putting a federal law in place that mandates, requires us to say everything that we need to do to throw out and help this child, this family, the teachers working with them. Again, an individualized education plan is there. And boy, man, there's just so much to go on here. But Ted, holy crap, we are way beyond typically what we try to do for our classes and session. Ted, we're definitely going to have you on the back. Last words before we get to say thank you for busting pencils, Ted.
Well, thank you, Busted Pencils. Never give up. It's great that you're still doing this. This is really great that this podcast exists, that you continue to pursue this.
Wow. Ted Craig. But you know what? It's time for your moment of zen. Our problem with justice is not a corrupt judge or a bribed jury, but the ordinary day-to-day functioning of the police, the law, the courts, where property rights come before human rights.
Well, thank you, man, for listening to Busted Pencils class in session today. I always love when Tim's Pittsburgh accent comes out, and I bet you do too. And if you want more Tim's awesome accent, you can always grab great podcasts like this one. Just search Busted Pencils or Apple Podcasts, or head on over to Spotify or wherever it is you get your podcasts from. You can always find us on the Civic Media website or at bustedpencils.com. And don't forget, you can find us all week long, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with homerooms, classes in session, and always loads of fun to wrap up the work week with Fridays. Producers Jacob Jacob's Choice every Friday, man. I love those shows. And so does Terry Barr. Plug, Terry, keep writing those awesome articles. But listeners, pencil busters out there, you know what we live for is we live for you to tune in on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for that 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.